joining a second time is very exciting because it also means that it's not necessarily a fluke.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt in any of our minds that it's not a fluke, Freya. You're right up there now being recognised with authors and illustrators of the calibre of Jeanie Baker. How does that feel?
A little unbelievable, I think, because I've seen Jeanie Baker's work. I actually met Jeanie Baker when I was on a mentor program. And so I saw these people when I was just trying, you know, starting out as an illustrator. It doesn't quite seem believable to me.
You're gathering up quite a string of awards now. This is on top of last year's win in the UK.
Yeah, it is. It's all unbelievable, but it's very nice because I guess I have quite an insular life otherwise. So you can often you forget what you've done beforehand, and you don't have any contact with. I don't have much contact with the readers of my books, or much contact with the literature world, because I'm, you know, I live in Orange and I work alone. So it's very nice to have that feedback.
We feel like we know your characters, Morty and Bear. Tell us about the relationship between these two main characters in your book.
Morty and Bear are perhaps my most favourite characters. Jan wrote the story, Jan Ormerod, who is a very well-known illustrator primarily, but also an author. She wrote these characters based on her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend at the time, and the boyfriend was petulant and demanding, and her daughter was like the Bear character, incredibly kind and giving and loving. But Bear, they became... Oh, Bear was just... I was completely in love with Bear. I just thought he was the most wonderful person. Bear, man, I don't know.
The judges have said that there's such a gentle and tender feeling to those stories, and they the illustrations that perfectly complement the stories. How do you get that warmth and that gentleness across in illustrations?
My work tends to take quite a long time to evolve, so I work for a long time fleshing out the characters, and gradually as you do more and more drawing, you get an idea of what their personalities are like. So Bear, at some point early on in the drawings, Bear was doing cartwheels in the back, but in the end we decided that Bear wasn't, he was just a kind, calm character, so he just ended up sitting on the front porch rather than doing cartwheels. So it takes a long time, and you just end up knowing what they're going to be like. I guess it's an intuitive feeling.
How would you describe their relationship to each other, Freya?
I'd say it's very much like a parent's relationship with their young child, yes, which is why I found it amusing, because Ivy at the time, my daughter, was 3 going on 4, I think, so she was very, very similar to Morty and very good inspiration for me. And Bear, of course, is just this ever-loving fountain of goodness.
He's the pin-up boy of children's books now, Freya.
Yes, I can understand. There was another an editor who worked at Little Hare Books, the publisher, and we just loved Bear. We couldn't stop sort of gazing at him.
Well, that's a sign of being able to tap into that character in illustrations, that we all feel that way about him.
Yes, and no one has quite the same love for Morty, sadly.
Now, residents of Carcor and Millthorpe and Orange might recognise some of the images in Morty and Mare. Tell us about that.
I'd moved back to Australia 3 years ago, and I guess I hadn't had a lot to do with these country towns until then, and seeing them again just made me realise how beautiful they were, especially the old architecture, the light, the landscape. So I thought Morty and Bear could easily live in a town like Carcor. Absolutely. So I took photos of Carcor. I take photos and I don't draw exactly what's in the photo. I just tend to use little elements and piece bits and, you know, put bits and pieces together. So the house that they lived in was based on a house that I love in Orange. And their neighbour's house was based on another place I like. And, you know, I just fitted all things together. And in the end, it's just a feeling of, you know, an amalgamation of those towns.
Well, it's nice to have a Central West theme flowing through that book. What's next for you, Freya?
I've just finished a book called Look a Book, which I'm extremely excited about. I often get very excited about books and then they come out and And it's like, oh yeah, there's another book. But I'm excited about this one for the moment, and I'm working on something called The Terrible Suitcase at the moment, which has been challenging, but I'm enjoying it. And, you know, there's other books coming after that.
Do you think Bear might come back in some form in one of your future books?
There is talk of another Morty and Bear book, and I was hoping to have Morty and Bear abroad so I could go and live in Rome or something, but we'll see.
A bit like Paddington Bear, maybe.
Yeah, or maybe he could be like a polar bear or something. I don't know. No, I don't know.
Now, Freya, we're down at National Bookshop Day. Why is it important for you to be here?
I think it's nice. It's very nice to encourage people to be part of their local bookshop, and it's a hard time for books at the moment. So I want to support my local bookshop, and I'm very proud of them. And yeah, and I guess I hope that this industry continues and survives this particular, you know, all these difficulties.
And then we can all enjoy books sitting with them on our laps and flipping through them. There's nothing quite like it. Freya, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.